Joe, what's been the biggest challenge coming off winning a Super Bowl for you personally and also as a team?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a challenge besides just answering the questions every week. I think that's the biggest thing is that nobody really wants to let it go and everybody wants to talk about it and make something out of something that's not necessarily on our minds anymore. So it's just a matter of having to answer some questions about it and stuff like that. Other than that, I think the challenges are just as normal as you would get any other season. It's dealing with injuries and trying to get better and get everybody up to speed and all that stuff.
Does complacency ever become an issue or not with this team?
No, I don't think so. We have a bunch of young guys on this football team, and I think if anything, winning the Super Bowl makes you more hungry to get back there and do it again, just because you taste how awesome it feels and. You know that it's not easy. You know that it took a lot of work. It took us 5 years of putting in a lot of work, and we didn't do it any easy way. We had to go out there and get it, and we understand that and still do. And I think that we're still the same team we've always been, and still have that same hunger.
With how you won last year and how you lost in previous seasons, does it sort of give you an appreciation for that very, very thin line between winning it all and coming short?
Yeah, we've definitely experienced both ends of it. And like I said, I think that's why we have a little bit of a little bit of an appreciation for how tough it actually is to win that game and even just get there. I think some people and, maybe even some of our guys that were rookies last year, they come in and it kind of seems easy, but just because it's the only thing they know. But we have so many guys on this team that have been through so much more that it's kind of tough to be complacent just because we know how much goes into each week.
How do you handle the heightened pressure that comes with signing the contract that you did?
I don't know. You don't really pay attention to that either. It's not like I really think about that on a daily basis. It's not something that's on my mind really at all until somebody brings it up. I'm just trying to go out there, do my job and win some football games. And obviously if you start losing some football games, then that's when people are going to question you. And, you just got to be tough enough to stand up to that. But, hopefully that doesn't happen. We expect to go out there and we expect to play well and we expect to win football games. And as long as we continue to do that, then we can avoid some of those things. And I can too.
Joe, how different does this defense look without Clay Matthews?
Well, it'll be interesting. They have a bunch of big guys, on the defensive line and guys that, can stop the run and bull rush. And Clay is Clay was a good pass rusher on the outside, in terms of, just being athletic and setting and getting some speed, getting around the edge, disrupting the run game a little bit by shooting some gaps and things like that. So, I'm sure they'll have a good, the guy that they're going to stick in there is going to be a good player. But like I said, he obviously creates some things and some problems in there, that, a lot of other players don't.
Joe, how have you felt about your start so far this season?
Well, it's one that we're working on, We've played some tough games and we've lost a lot of guys and, even this last week against Miami, we don't have Stokely on the team. Our left guard, can't play before the game, so he can't go. So it's kind of, we haven't had our backs healthy. We haven't really had a lot of guys healthy, and we're kind of just grinding through it and trying to win some football games. And it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been pretty. But we found some ways to win three games. And, we wish we'd won more. But like I said, we're grinding and we're finding ways to win football games. And it hasn't been perfect. I think we're getting better and better each week. And we just got to continue to do that.
John Harbaugh, I know on Monday, mentioned that he was kind of proud of how you hung in the pocket with some pass protection issues. I guess, what are your thoughts on your own line at this point?
Like I said, everybody's grinding, and, those guys are the same. We got a new center in there, and he's doing a great job making the calls and playing well, and we just got to make sure everybody gets on the same page. And I think some of the stuff right now is just, simple little things that we can correct here and there, but for the most part, they're playing really well. It's just a couple things to clean up here and there, and these guys will be, really getting after it.
Joe, what kind of weapon has Torrey become for you here over these last couple of years, specifically this season, the start he's off to?
Well, listen, I mean, the guy can run like crazy and get behind people, and, you know, we've been able to get him behind people a couple times, you know, in the first few games, and he's just becoming a guy that you can rely on to throw the ball to, and he's going to come down with it. He's made a couple great catches, and, you know, early in his career, he was a guy that, you know, he had that same type of explosion, but, you know, every now and then he'd put one on the ground and wouldn't come up with a catch, and now, I mean, he's just developed into a guy that when you throw him the ball, you know he's going to go up and get it, and it, you know, it just gives you the confidence to give him some chances that you might not give other guys.
Nice to get Ray Rice back, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it you know, obviously it's always good to get him back, and the big thing is to get him back and get him healthy. And I think last week was the first week where he was really healthy, and yeah, you know, I think we're going to see him. You know, I think we're going to see him get better and better. You know, as the year goes on, and as the next couple weeks go on, really, just because he's going to become more and more healthy. You could just see how much more upbeat he was in practice last week, getting ready for the game, just because because of the way he was feeling, you know, physically. So the more we can, you know, get him back to where his health is 100%, the better it's going to be for us.
You have some new receivers in there, too, compared to last year. How tough is it to adjust just to new receivers around you?
Well, it's always, you know, a work in progress. And, you know, it helps when we got good, big, athletic guys. And I think some of the guys that we have in there right now in terms of Marlon, you know, he's a big, strong, good receiver. And he's just, you know, he's learning. You know, every week he's learning more and more. Then you got we've had a veteran guy in Stokely play 3 games for us. And it's just kind of getting a feel for him and trying to make sure that he's up to speed on the offense just because it's a new thing for him. But, you know, it always presents its challenges just because you haven't had a lot of work with a lot of these guys. And, you know, they're not 100% on the offense yet. But it makes things fun. It makes things interesting. It really pushes us to get better and better each week. And, you know, I think if we continue to have that mindset, then we'll continue to get better and better. And, you know, come mid-season, you know, we'll be where we want to be.
Can I get back to the Super Bowl for a minute? Did you seek out anybody's advice on what to expect, how to handle success, or anything like that?
No, you know what? I don't really tend to do a lot of that stuff. I tend to underestimate the significance of most of those things to begin with. And, you know, I haven't reached out to anybody. And, you know, just kind of doing what I think's best and laying low and just going about my business, which is playing football. And, you know, I think everything else will take care of itself.
What's the dynamic like without Ray Lewis there?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. You know, we go out to practice, we work hard, and we go out and play football games. You know, Ray was a big guy on Sunday with, you know, in terms of, you know, some of his speeches and some of the things he said, and, you know, obviously the way he played, but the biggest thing was the way he played. I think everybody paid too much attention to all the other stuff. The way he played was the biggest thing for us, and, you know, the guy that we replaced him and the guys that we replaced him with are very good football players, and that's really all that we're concerned about as players.